AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the Senate are getting ready to block creation of a commission to investigate the January Capitol riot. They plan to use a filibuster to do it. Most Republicans oppose the bill to look into the attack by Donald Trump supporters over the 2020 election. Meeting with lawmakers today is Gladys Sicknick. Her son, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, died.
This is why I'm here today. I mean, you know, usually I'm staying in the background and I just couldn't stay quiet anymore.
Sicknick was asked if she will change any minds today.
I hope so. And Brian had a work ethic, like, second to none. I mean, he was just there for our country and for these guys. And he just was doing his job and he got caught up in it. And very sad.
Republican senators are outlining a $928 billion infrastructure proposal. It's a counteroffer to President Biden's $1.7 trillion plan. West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito says this meets the goal set by President Biden in their meeting at the Oval Office.
To try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending. We have achieve that goal.
The government says the economy grew at a robust annual rate of 6.4% in the first 3 months of the year, unchanged from the initial estimate. The government says the number of people filing for unemployment benefits last week reached a new pandemic low. More from the AP's Jennifer King.
A record number of jobs are now being advertised, but many businesses complain they still can't find enough applicants. Most Republican governors have decided to curtail unemployment aid, and 24 states, including Texas and Florida, have said they'll stop paying out the supplemental $300 a week federal jobless payment.
His ex-wife says the man who shot and killed 9 people at a California rail yard and killed himself had talked about killing people at work more than a decade ago. This is AP News. 2021 has been a very busy year so far for volcanic activity. NASA scientists now say they may be able to forecast eruptions more accurately in the future thanks to satellite data. Tarsilo Girona is a researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute.
We have found that unfortunately volcanic eruptions have produced many fatalities. And also, eruptions are able to disrupt the life of the people living nearby.
Researchers say satellite data may help forecast eruptions months or even years in advance.
So we basically combine all the different methodologies to better understand what's going on in the subsurface and also to provide forecasts of the activity.
The key point of this research is they can, in principle, use these signs of heat, of the release of heat, to better anticipate volcanic activity. Ed Donahue, AP News.